This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Real estate mogul Donald Trump is leading the GOP primary field. He's also leading in the polls in Wisconsin, where he'll face Senator Ted Cruz and Ohio Governor John Kasich on April 5th. But as Laurel White reports, Trump is far behind in one part of his campaign here. He does not have any high-profile Wisconsin endorsements.
Some people may call Van Mobley a lone wolf, a party outsider, maybe even a maverick. The village president of Thienesville holds a special distinction this election cycle. He might be the only elected official in Wisconsin who is publicly supporting Donald Trump's campaign for president. But Mobley says he doesn't feel lonely.
I think Trump is ahead. So, if politicians are supposed to reflect the will of the people, I'm not all by myself at all.
Mobley's not a complete stranger to state politics. He ran for state school superintendent in 2009, but never made it out of the primary. Mobley says he's not familiar with any other elected officials in Wisconsin who support Trump.
But I'm sure that there will be more and more in the future.
Still, for the time being, no members of Wisconsin's congressional delegation, no state lawmakers, and no statewide public officials past or present have publicly endorsed Trump. The campaign's national headquarters didn't return requests for comment about any other endorsements in the state. Mobley says he supports Trump because of the candidate's opposition to the Trans-Pacific Partnership, an international trade deal. Mobley also says he appreciates that Mr. Trump doesn't support broad intervention in the Middle East. He says he doesn't feel betrayed or poorly represented by elected officials who are supporting Cruz or Kasich.
I've been around a long time. I've seen a lot of campaigns. I think Trump is the front runner. I think he wasn't always the front runner. I think it was a tough race. I think the Republican Party will now unite around him, and we're going to win in the fall.
In the latest Marquette Law School poll, 30% of Wisconsin Republicans said they would support Donald Trump. Ted Cruz had 19%. Just 8% chose Kasich. Mike Wagner is an associate professor in the School of Journalism and Mass Communication at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. Wagner says it is very unusual for a presidential frontrunner to be short on endorsements in any given state. He thinks the lack of endorsements for Trump in Wisconsin could be chalked up to the state's ties to the upper echelons of national Republican politics, where Trump is not very popular.
The fact that the Speaker of the House is from Wisconsin and the head of the Republican National Committee has deep Wisconsin ties certainly suggests that Wisconsin lawmakers have a strong tie to the national party apparatus. And I think a lot of people who spent their lives in government as Republicans don't think Donald Trump is a real Republican.
Republican State Senator Dewey Strobel is the state campaign chairman for Senator Ted Cruz. He says he sees Wagner's point.
But I think more so it comes down to the fact that people see through the fact that Donald Trump really isn't the type of conservative that most people think this nation needs to move it forward.
Many Republicans see Wisconsin as pivotal to a national strategy of denying Trump an outright victory ahead of this year's convention. Governor Scott Walker, who has remained on the sidelines since his own presidential run, has hinted he may yet endorse Cruz or Kasich. Even so, Strobel, Walker, and many other Republicans have said they'll support whoever the GOP presidential nominee turns out to be, even if it's Donald Trump. Laurel White, Wisconsin Public Radio.